Next patient is Carol Coss. The last name is C-O-S-S. First name, C-A-R-O-L. ...86-year-old, female, that is following their office because of CKD stage 3B. Period. The patient has cardiorenal syndrome related to a cardiomyopathy. The patient was taking a combination of loop diuretics with thiazide-like diuretics. She was volume contracted due to the combination. The patient went into acute kidney failure. The serum creatinine went up to 2.37, the WN63. The patient was seen at the office. The dry weight was established at 125, and she was supposed to take the methylazone only in the case that the body weight was about above 125 pounds. In 4 weeks, the patient has taken the methylazone just two times. She's feeling well. The serum creatinine went down to 1.89. The BUN is 45. The estimated EFR is coming up. Right now, it's 25.6. I am hoping for this kidney function to keep on increasing. That is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, anemia, that is related to the chronic kidney disease, is followed at the cancer center, and she's receiving infusions of iron and procure when needed. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism or replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a cardiomyopathy and atrial fibrillation that has been under control. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 124 over 61. Continue with the same medications. Following number, gout that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of hypomagnesemia. We will reevaluate. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient had a history of the patient has a history of seizures for several years. She has been treated with the administration of zonisamide. Z like in Zulu, O-N-I-S-A-M-I-D-E, 100 milligrams, two tablets a day. Apparently, the patient had a seizure activity while driving. Fortunately, there were no accidents or fatalities. The patient is recommended to call the neurologist that is in West Palm Beach for a short appointment. Period. The recommendation of avoiding Bactrim is always reiterated. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 12 minutes reviewing the face-to-face physical examination and education, and 7 minutes in the documentation.